This is the news in brief from the United Nations. 600,000 doses of life-saving COVID-19 vaccine from the UN-partnered COVAX initiative have arrived in Ghana, marking a historic first for the international equitable inoculation effort. Confirming in the news on Wednesday, the World Health Organization, WHO, said that further supplies of the AstraZeneca Oxford jab will reach Côte d'Ivoire later this week. These are the first coronavirus shots from the COVAX scheme to be distributed outside India, where the vaccine is being produced under license. Further supplies will be shipped to the other members as the global rollout gathers pace, when readiness criteria have been met and the doses produced. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the UN Health Agency, welcomed the development, along with COVAX partners Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI. But Tedros insisted that there was still a lot of work to do to secure support for the World Health Organization's goal of giving the vaccine to all health workers and older people in the first 100 days of the year. In order for new coronavirus doses to be delivered to COVAX participants, the criteria which need to be fulfilled include confirmation of national regulatory authorizations for the vaccine in question, national vaccination plans, and export and import licenses. The number of people dying from the new coronavirus fell 20% in a week, the third consecutive week of declining numbers, the World Health Organization, WHO, has said. Some 66,000 deaths were reported last week, the UN Health Agency said in its latest report on the disease, with the number of COVID-19 fatalities slowing in all regions, apart from the Western Pacific, where there was a 6% increase. The update also noted that new infections were down by 11% over the same period, with a total of 4 out of 6 regions reporting lower numbers of new cases, except for Southeast Asia and the Eastern Mediterranean regions, which saw small increases, 2% and 7% respectively. In total, there have been 110.7 million cases of COVID-19 and more than 2.4 million deaths since the start of the pandemic. In the past week, the 5 countries reporting the highest number of new cases have continued to be the United States, Brazil, France, Russia, and India. Finally, a call from UN Trade and Development Researchers UNCTAD, which has urged all countries to embrace new technologies that have become popular during the pandemic or else face even greater inequalities than before. The warning, which is highlighted in a new UNCTAD report published on Wednesday, relates to all things digital and connective: artificial intelligence, big data, blockchain, 5G, 3D printing, robotics, drones, gene editing, nanotechnology, and solar energy. It's an estimated $350 billion market today, but it's likely to be worth over $3 trillion by 2025, hence the need for developing countries to invest in training and infrastructure to be part of it, said UNCTAD's Shamika Siriman, head of the Division on Technology and Logistics. Most of the technology advances are created in China and the US, but all countries will be affected by it, Siriman said, warning that almost none of the developing countries studied for the report were prepared for the consequences. Daniel Johnson, UN News.